I walked up to my house and looked at it for a minute. Sure, it looked nice on the outside, but the inside was a hellhole. I took a breath and walked in. My father laid passed out on the couch. I rolled my eyes and prepared dinner. I set it on the table so that when he woke up it would be there. Maybe then he would appreciate me. Then again, I had been making him dinner ever since Mom went to rehab, and he never once said thank you.
Arabella? I heard him ask. I turned and looked at him. You start school tomorrow, he reminded. I shrugged my shoulders. He got up and I flinched back. Calm down, I'm not in the mood to waste my energy on you, he sleepily spat.
I nodded and then headed upstairs. I don't like school. Then again, what teenager does? I sighed to myself and thought about all the strange looks and same questions I would be getting tomorrow. I stopped talking when I was 8. That was 9 years ago. I just stopped. Who just stops talking? Well, me, but I have my reasons. I wasn't being heard anyways. People thought I was weird or deaf. I didn't write or talk. I just occasionally nodded so that I knew I wasn't stupid. I'm not stupid. I'm actually quite smart. I only write in my diary. Otherwise, I don't write, talk, or even laugh. March 3rd. Dear Diary, today is my first day of school. I'm a little nervous. I guess we'll see how it goes. Aria. I got up when my alarm rang at 6 in the morning. I don't mind waking up early. I just wouldn't do it if I had the choice. I pulled on some jeans and a simple pink hooded sweatshirt. I went into the bathroom and washed my face. I brushed my teeth and combed through my hair. My brown hair was straight and simple. Besides, who was I trying to impress anyways? I walked on the path my dad directed me to and I was off. I hope I can get through the day without getting noticed. I walked up to the school and noticed a lot of eyes on me. I hate when people stare at me. I looked down walking and continued towards the office. It was a small school, so I don't think I could get lost. I opened the door to the office and the lady behind the desk gave me a warm smile.
Are you Arabella? She asked.
I nodded and gave her a small smile.
Well, here is your schedule. Don't stress out about your first day. Just be yourself and I'm sure you'll fit right in, she encouraged.
I nodded and then waved. She waved back and I went in search of my locker.
No, but I hear there's a new girl, so you better check her out,
I heard someone demand.
Hey, I think that's her.
I won't mind checking her out, he replied.
I don't think they knew that I could hear them.
I also heard the first guy growl a no.
I put some of my stuff in my locker and then I turned around to head to my first class of the day, English. I walked in and sat by the window. I was one of the first ones there, so I sat down and started reading.
Twilight? An amused voice said from beside me.
I looked up slightly startled.
I didn't mean to scare you, he chuckled, sitting now next to me.
I couldn't take my eyes off of his vibrant, light brown ones. He was gorgeous, and I just wanted to run my hands through his dark brown, silky-looking hair. I shoved my thoughts away and then nodded. This boy was a god compared to my boring brown hair and green eyes.
What's your name? He asked.
Arabella, I thought. How do I tell him that? I pulled out my schedule from my backpack and pointed to my name.
Arabella? He read.
No, I almost shouted. How do I tell him to call me Aria? I shook my head and smiled.
No. How about Bella? He suggested.
I shook my head no again, pointing to the Twilight book.
I don't want the name of a girl who for some reason picks a dead guy over a werewolf.
Aria? He tried. I smiled. Well, that was easy.
Where did you go to school before? He asked.
Why is he so interested? I sighed, not knowing how to tell him.
What, was it that bad? He asked.
I smiled and shook my head no.
So I need to know something. Werewolves or vampires? He asked.